Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at October 17, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an American far-right conspiracy theorist and social media personality, Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer. She's best known for her unethical activism and journalism, and for promoting the most outrageous conspiracy theories. Laura graduated in 2015 with a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism, but apparently she skipped the course on journalistic ethics altogether, as she immediately started doing highly controversial and biased reporting, including interviews while wearing concealed camera. In 2015, she used a hidden camera to record her discussions with university officials about start a club called Sympathetic Students in support of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. The school then asked the name to be changed to Students in Support of the Middle East. With clever editing by a far-right grifter James O'Keefe, the tape was then made to look like the university official was not bothered by a university organization that was supporting the Islamic State. Loomer was then suspended for violating the student code of conduct. Soon after this, Loomer and two other women attempted to entrap Hillary Clinton's campaign workers into accepting illegal cash donations. At this time, he was allegedly already working for O'Keefe and his far-right activist group Project Veritas. In 2016, during the U.S. presidential election, Laura went to the polling station dressed in a burqa and asked for a ballot under the name of Huma Abedin. In June 2017, she gave a speech anti-Sharia protest in NY Can condemned liberals who align themselves with Sharia law. In 2017, Loomer disrupted a Shakespeare in the Park presentation of Julius Caesar in NYC, calling for an end on political violence against the right. She then went on to collect over $13,000 from donations to help her legal defense. Is that at Jack Posobiec filming? In addition to working for Project Veritas, Loomer has also collaborated and worked with the Geller Report, the Rebel Media and InfoWars. All of these are known for publishing fake news and disinformation. As you can guess from some of the examples above, Loomer's pet peeve is Islam. She's declared to be a proud Islamophobe and have even tried to popularize a hashtag with the same message. She's also probably the first person to be banned from both Uber and Lyft. She's also promoted a bunch of conspiracy theorists, mostly related to mass shootings. She's claimed that school shootings in Florida and Texas in 2018 were staged, and that the 2017 Vegas shooter was affiliated with ISIS. In 2020, Laura won the Republican primary, after which Trump expressed his support for her by tweeting, "Great going, Laura. You have a great chance against a Pelosi puppet." She was also congratulated by at Rep. Matt Gaetz, who's best known for hanging out with 17-year-old girls. In 2021, Loomer tried to unseat Republican Representative Daniel Webster in the primary election, but lost. She refused to concede, though, and blamed unspecified voter fraud and big tech election interference for her loss. Loomer's X/Twitter account was reinstated in Dec 2022. Laura has been banned from numerous social media sites, payment processors, and other platforms for, among other things, violating policies on hate speech and spreading disinformation. Her meltdown over this made even Alex Jones uncomfortable. When it comes to the war in Ukraine, Laura's cheering for the Kremlin. She's called Zelensky to stop antagonizing Russia, that much of the conflict and chaos in the world always traces back to Ukraine, and that Ukraine's biggest supporters are Nazis and Nazi sympathizers. 14/16. Recently, Loomer accused a U.S. citizen and serial liar Kent Boneface McClellan of fighting with the Azov Brigade in Ukraine, and even blamed Ukrainian spy operatives for penetrating the capital during Jan 6 United States Capitol attack. Of course, Loomer is no longer talking about any of this, as there are more trendy topics around. Currently, she's attacking Hamas/Palestine supporters and fellow citizen journalists like at Sheikh Suleiman who disagree with her. She's also busy sucking up to Donald Trump. All soups. Support my work. As a little dessert, here's at Laura Loomer hitting on a guy in a nightclub with the line, "I've got big tits and Ashkenazi IQ."